Cassie forgot to bring it, but we're going to stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance tin flag over there anyway.
Where is it?
Pledge of Allegiance to the
flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And since we had a vacancy in the field, I assume we have to have a new election for chairman?
Correct.
Correct.
Can you direct us how that proceeds, Ms. Carey?
You would open the floor for nominations.
So opened.
Do we have any nominations for chairman of the P&Z board?
I'll nominate Rosie.
Mr. Wilson?
Lana said to nominate Stuart Wilson.
Nope.
So we have two nominations, Ms. Rosie O'Tollera and Mr. Stuart Wilson.
And I'm not
going to. Ms. O'Tollera has declined.
Mr. Wilson hasn't.
Do we have any other nominations? Mr. Wilson, would you accept the nomination as chair? Mr. Wilson has declined.
And Alana won't.
No. Alana will not.
Yeah. Okay. I hereby elect Tracy Long.
Mr. Cannon has nominated Mr. Tracy Long.
Do we have a second?
Ms. Richardson has seconded. Mr. Long, do you accept the position?
I guess so.
And you can take a vote.
For election of the chairman for the Planning and Zoning Board, Mr. Cannon nominated Mr. Long. Ms. Richards seconded it. Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Mannering?
Aye.
Mr. Cannon?
Aye.
Mr. O'Tollera?
Aye.
Ms. Richardson? It is unanimous.
Tracy did. Congratulations.
He can't vote on himself, right?
Sure.
Oh.
Okay, as you guys reviewed the meeting to the last minute, and see any changes, additions, or do I hear a motion to accept the minutes?
You just approve as printed.
If there's none, just approve it as printed.
No changes, you can approve as printed.
Well, they're still reading, Cassie.
Well, I thought they read it already.
They read it over the weekend. No?
If there are none,
No.
They're approved as written. Okay. Other business. We are.
Now, Mrs. Bell reads those off. You just tell her when you're ready.
I can.
A public hearing concerning an application filed by Ingleside ISD Troy Merkovich to replat the following property: lots 1 through 3, block 1, Ingleside ISD subdivision, City of Ingleside, San Patricio County, Texas.
So you'll need to close the regular meeting and open the public hearing. At what time?
It is 6:03. We're going to close our regular meeting and open the public meeting.
Anybody wishing to speak for?
You know I'm having a hard time hearing you out here with this recorder.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You asked for anyone wishing to speak in favor of?
Anyone wishing to speak for this item, please step forward and please say your name real clear. If anybody has any cell phones out there, please silence them.
Troy Merkovich, Superintendent Ingleside ISD. Of course, you know, we are in the middle of a construction project from the 2015 bond, which relocates the high school actually behind the existing gyms. The sports complex right now is almost completed. It'll be done by the end of August. And that's at the end of Mustang Drive. But as we're putting in our building permits and going through that route, we found that it had never really been platted over the years. And so what we've done is you had the surveyors come out and go ahead and do those plats of that property. So it's all been Ingleside, so that's pretty much all there is to it. Mm-hmm. Now we're legal.
Thank you. Is everybody else speaking for? Anybody speaking against? Okay, we're going to close the public meeting at 6:04. Any questions or anything from the board, or do I hear a motion?
I'd like a motion to accept the flat in the Ingleside Independent School District.
Do we have a motion? Do we have a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? No discussion. We'll call for the vote.
Board Member Mr. Wilson moved to recommend the approval of a request for a replat to City Council, which was seconded by Board Member Mr. Cannon. Ms. Richardson?
Aye.
Ms. Otellera?
Aye.
Mr. Cannon?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Mannering?
Aye.
Mr. Long?
Aye.
It is unanimous.
We have a public hearing concerning...
Wait. She has to read it. Just a minute.
A public hearing concerning the rezone of lots 10 through 12, block 12, lots 1 through 13, and 17 through 21, block 17. Lots 2 through 5, block 18. Lots 7 through 23, block 24. Lots 8 and 15, block 25, all in the R.J. Williams subdivision. The City of Ingleside is requesting to be allowed to change the zoning from its present classification of C1, local commercial, to C2, general commercial. The rezones of lots 5 through 8, block 2, lots 1, 2, and 6, block 3, lot 3, block 4, all in the Nystrom subdivision. Lots 12 through 13, and 17 through 18, block 1, Homemaker subdivisions. Lots 1 through 6, block 1, John Billingsley subdivision. 125-foot depth of the property following properties fronting Highway 1069, Abstract 185, William McDonough, part of Rosa Teal Abstract 262, Rosa Teal Abstract 262, blocks 98, 99, and 100. Tracks 1 through 4, block 100, lot 16, block 84, 101, block 101. Lot 16, block 84, lot 16, block 83. Lots 1 through 3, the replat of lot 16, block 82. Lot 16, block 81, lot 16, block 80, all in the McCampbell subdivision. The City of Ingleside is requesting to be allowed to change the zoning from its present classification of R1, single family residential, and or C1, local commercial, to C2, general commercial.
Okay, is there anybody that would speak in board, like to speak?
Close the regular.
And open the public hearing at 6:07.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I need these.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, anyone?
Once again, anybody wants to speak for it, please certainly step up to the mic, state your name, and let us hear you.
Hold this to your mouth, otherwise we won't be able to hear you. Thank you.
I'm B.J. Evans, and I need to tell you I am a realtor, but I'm here on behalf of one of my clients and myself. Mine is professional. His is personal. He owns some of that land that you're talking about. I think it's a road to your subdivision.
Where the church is, I think that's Morgan, across 1069. And he's strongly in advocating this, and he asked me to come and speak for him on that behalf. He would like to see this change to C2. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, I think that, just my opinion, I think it would be a good thing to change that to C2. I read this, I think, in the minutes of one of your meetings, but that is going commercial, and to make it so much easier, people coming to town who want to put in something commercial, and I think C2 is a pretty broad area, isn't it, a property. So it would just really expedite the time limit and the expense to people who are coming to town to have that already zoned. But I think it would be very beneficial for the city. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else speaking for?
Can I see that? I don't think it's working.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Please come up and state your name, because we have to keep the record. We're not sure this is working, but this should be.
State your name and address.
My name is Connie Frackish. I live at 3346, just down the highway. And I was under the impression the John Billingsley subdivision was already commercial and residential.
This is, the purpose of this is a public hearing, and you, mm-hmm. if you're speaking in favor of it, and then those who wish are against it may speak, and then when they close the public hearing, then we can do the question answer. But they can't respond to you right now during your speaking for or against.
This is just your opportunity to put your
yes.
two cents in.
Well, I'm all for it, but I was under the impression that the subdivision I'm in along the highway there, because there's a commercial, there's a business on one side and a business on the other side of me.
Well, we can address that when he closes the public hearing and goes back to our meeting.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah, well, we'll make sure.
We'll tell you the whole purpose of it.
You bet.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Is anybody else speaking against me?
That's okay. That's four. People speaking four.
Four.
This is not working.
Four. Anybody speaking against it?
Anybody speaking against? If you'll come up.
Okay, if there's nobody, then we're going to close the public field. At whatever time you got.
6:11.
6:11. There we go. Karen, could you please give us an overview of what the purpose of this was?
Okay. The PNC board, we actually did this for Maine south of the railroad tracks last year, I believe, and all properties fronting 1069 that were zoned residential were rezoned to C2, general commercial. What's being rezoned down there now is what was left as C1, because there's too many variations between on the setbacks and the rules between C1 and C2. People have been coming and rezoning to C2, so we just went ahead and we've got all those. The ones north that are residential or C1, not if it's multifamily, not if it's the church, those are not being asked to be rezoned to C2. It's just the ones that are residential and C1. Basically to have that commercial corridor on the highway, 1069, as Ingleside grows and becomes, oh, I like that, I need to get, oh. And becomes a place people want to come and do business, that commercial frontage is always on the highway. We did ask a representative from San Patricio County Tax Assessor to come and speak, like we did the last time, but they didn't have anybody they could send. But I can tell you what they told us the last time. Your taxes are not based on what your property is zoned. It's based on how you're using it. So if you have a residential dwelling and you're residing in that residential dwelling, then you're taxed as a residential use, regardless of what your property is zoned. So it will not affect your tax rate or your property taxes. That's what the tax assessor told us. I'm trying to think, what else? It matches the future land use when the council approved the master plan and the future land use map. All the properties fronting 1069 were desired to be C2. So that's what we're trying to get up to speed with the future land use map.
There were no letters of objection submitted. There was about 19 calls, but it was inquiries just asking about it. So I did not receive any letters of objection in writing, so the board knows.
Does anybody have any questions or anything?
Now's when you can come and ask. And we can look it up for you. Okay, so to the question of the... Billingsley is up here. I can show you.
John Billingsley, lots 1 through 6, block 1. So that's going to be right here.
Half of that is zoned R1 and the other half is C2. So,
depending on the legal description.
Lots 2 and 3, so...
You're zoned R1. According to our zoning map, you're zoned single-family residential currently. So that is part of the property that they're looking to rezone to C2.
Right.
Lots 7 through 16 are zoned C2, commercial.
Okay.
So yours is one of the properties that would be rezoned. But you would still have the residential use, because you can build single-family, duplex, fourplex, and anything in professional or C1 that's allowed, you can do in C2. So you could still build a home on a vacant lot if you wanted to.
In C2.
In the C2 zone.
And be taxed on
And you need to understand that this is basically a gift to provide uniformity.
Yeah.
Because every time somebody wants to do something and change something, they have to come down and get it rezoned, and we have so many little lots that it eats everybody's time up to individual lots be rezoned. So.
Well, and it costs you money to rezone.
Costs money for somebody to rezone, yeah. So you're getting it for free.
Do you have any questions at all that we can answer? Okay.
Do I close the public? Or do we already close the public?
Yeah, we did.
Yes.
We're good. We just need
We're good. All right. Consideration of possible action.
Need a motion.
Do I hear any motion?
I move that we recommend to City Council.
Give her the microphone. We won't be able to hear her when we run.
I move that we recommend to City Council to approve this.
Okay.
Second.
Do we have a second?
Second, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, Mr. Wilson. Yeah.
Who was it? Wilson?
Who's second?
Okay.
All right, any comments from the board?
Mr. Long, do I have to read it again?
No, I think we can read.
Okay.
Really good. You did a good job the first time.
Board member Ms. Richardson moved to recommend the approval of the request for a rezone to City Council, which was seconded by board member Mr. Wilson. Do you want me to add anything to that? Okay, that was previously mentioned. Are we ready for a vote?
Any comments and questions?
Ms. Richardson?
Aye.
Ms. Otolara?
I abstain.
Mr. Cannon?
Aye.
Mr. Wilson?
Aye.
Mr. Mannering?
Aye.
Ms. Seaman's not here. And Mr. Long?
Aye.
It is passed with
one abstain. Thank you all so much for coming.
Comments from the public?
I forgot to apologize for the last minute because we didn't know until the last minute that City Hall wasn't available. They're doing a remodel, which it so desperately needs. It needs, so I didn't think anybody wanted to smell or breathe sheetrock dust, so we decided to come down here. Thank you.
Comments from the public?
I'm sorry.
Nope, come on up.
Will the public hearing be
held when is it?
The 25th? No, it will be back in City Hall. Yes, ma'am.
It should be finished by then.
Okay.
Nice, neat, good job. So. Okay.
Any comments from the public? Reports from planning and zoning members?
No.
Reports from staff. Discussion on the agenda for the next meeting. We have no meeting scheduled at this time.
Good.
6:17.
All right, gentlemen.